We are but a day away. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. Russ Collins is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, and it is an exciting time as the Cinetopia Film Festival kicks off tomorrow.
That's
and
right.
Runs through the 19th.
You got it.
Are y'all
it.
Excited?
Absolutely. We're all geared up. We've been working for weeks and weeks and weeks and actually months as we put the programming together. But the logistics, the on-the-ground logistics of the festival, which takes place in Ann Arbor at the Michigan Theater, the State Theater in Angel Hall on the University of Michigan campus. It takes place in Royal Oak at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. It takes place at the Senate Theater in Cinema Detroit. In Detroit, and we've got a special Ishtar dinner, which is in Dearborn.
At the Arab Film Festival?
So the Arab Film Festival is actually in June, which is associated with Cinetopia. We're also doing the Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival as part of Cinetopia, so we've got a really great lineup of films. There's over 50 films, 120 screenings around southeastern Michigan, literally the best films from the world's best film festival, Sundance, Cannes, which is taking place right after.
Now you're just
this.
Name dropping.
That's Venice, Toronto.
Out.
You know, you go all over the world. Seville, Berlin. We really do look.
It's like a greatest hits of film festivals.
It really is the greatest hits of film festivals.
So the opening party is going to kick off tomorrow night. That gets everything started.
That's right. And Before You Know It is the opening night film, which is set in New York in Greenwich Village kind of neighborhood where this family has a theater. And they've been running it for a long time. And the patriarch, who is the artistic center of it, he passes away. But his daughters are part of it. And anyway,
is the one with that ne'er-do-well Mandy Patinkin starring in it,
right? That's right. And there's confusion about mom and what happened and real estate. And it's actually a lot of fun. And the two stars of the film and the director and the co-screenwriters are all going to be there. So we're very, very excited to have Jen Tulloch and Hannah Pearl Utt at that opening.
See what I mean? Where's Mandy?
That's right. Well, you know, Mandy might show up. You never know. Alec Baldwin's in the film, too. He's also in a film about John DeLorean, which
is actually
the best-selling film right now. Can't get tickets.
Framing John DeLorean.
That's right. So you're going to have to get a pass to get into that one. But it all kicks off tomorrow, and we'll be going multiple screenings. There's a children's film festival from Seattle that we're bringing in, and that's going to be on Sunday, Mother's Day at 12:15. We're also doing the Kami High documentary, the community high school documentary.
With Donald Harrison. Seven Cylinder Studios.
That's going to be on Sunday the 12th in the evening. So we're expecting a lot of community high school alumni and students and parents. And folks are very, very enthusiastic about that.
There's a Miles Davis movie that I think is going to really appeal to the WEMU listener.
Yes. So this is obviously Miles Davis was a trumpet player, a jazz genius that really set the tone for the jazz aesthetic in the 50s and 60s to a significant degree.
And the name of the movie is just fun to say.
Yeah, Miles Davis, Birth of the Cool.
Birth of the Cool.
And it's by Stanley Nelson. He's the filmmaker and a great historian. Go check it out. It's elegant, intellectual, and Miles Davis was kind of vain and callous in a certain way. He overcame a lot of difficulties, raised in a middle-class household, but got caught up in some of the difficulties of the music industry, but what a genius and
a musical genius, not necessarily a great human being, but a musical genius,
still celebrated, and you'll want to go check that out. We have a couple of really interesting films that I got to see at Sundance. One is One Child Nation, which is a documentary about the one child policy in China. And the really kind of interesting, difficult, complicated impact that it had on families, on society, current Chinese society. And so that's great. And then we're doing The Farewell, which is a really wonderful story about a Chinese and Chinese American family and relationship. And the producer, Eddie Rubin, who's a University of Michigan graduate, grew up in southeastern Michigan, is coming back for that. So we're really excited to have him back. And Awkwafina stars in that. She was in Crazy Rich Asians. She's a stand-up comedian, and she does a fabulous performance. And it's about a grandma in China who is diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so the family, who they don't tell her that she's terminally ill, but they go over there to celebrate. And it's a really charming film. And she doesn't die, actually. She don't tell anyone.
Russ Collins.
Yes.
Bite me.
Yes, exactly. So that movie's coming up. It's about an IRS agent and a real
life. It is called Bite Me. I was not being rude to Russ Collins. I just want, just for clarification.
That's right. So it's about an IRS agent and a real vampire and the relationship that develops between them as the IRS audit.
Isn't that
is
kind
going
of the way many people think of IRS agents anyway?
That's
you
right.
Know, it's kind of great.
That's
kind
right,
of...
except the IRS agent is not the vampire. The vampire is the one that is.
Turning the tables.
Turning the tables, absolutely.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins, the day before the kickoff of the Cinetopia Film Festival.
Now, there's still time to get a pass. And again, I got to tell you, the best way to go to a film festival, it's like any festival, like the folk festival that the ARC does. You know, you go there, you see a lot of different acts. You enjoy the headliners. That's great. That's great. That's great. But you also get to experiment and go in and out of things.
Yeah, it's best if you get the tickets for both nights.
Absolutely. So Making Montgomery Clift is a documentary about the movie star who was a problem person, but his family, his children and nephews actually made a piece about that. There's a documentary that, or not a, a documentary, it's a narrative film, a fiction film that I haven't seen that I'm looking forward to. It's called Styx, and it's about a German emergency room
doctor. Oh, not
that
awful 70s and 80s band?
Not the awful 70s and 80s band. Nothing to do with them at all. But she She's on a one-woman sailing tour, and she's got this very special boat, and she's captaining the boat by herself. She's the only person on it. But she runs into a sinking ship of refugees off a European
coast. At the River Styx.
That's right. Exactly. And she's got this really difficult decision to make. She's on holiday, but then there are these people that are ill, and she's an ER doctor. And so there's all kinds of interesting moral dilemmas going on in that one as well. Toni Morrison, we have a documentary on her called The Pieces I Am, and that's going to play at the State and at the Imagine Theater as well. So go check that out.
Outside of the festival, there's still movies to check out.
There are. So we're opening Tolkien, which is the
Lord of the Rings guy?
Yeah. It's a narrative film.
The Hobbit?
About the guy that wrote Lord of the Rings, that series of novels, and that have become, you know, very, very cult famous.
Absolutely.
And
kind of falls into my Star Wars category.
Well, he was raised at the very end and early part, very end of the 19th and early part of the 20th century. Went to British boarding schools. Was involved in World War I, which was devastating to the English population. I mean, it was really, mm-hmm. really a horror show, a literal horror show. And all of those things influenced Tolkien's vision that created Middle Earth and the Lord of the Rings dynamics and the Hobbits and all of those kind of things. So very interesting film, nicely reviewed. Go check it out. And then we're also doing a couple of short runs, Diane, which stars Marianne Place in a
Mary Kay Place.
Mary Kay Place in a brilliant, brilliant performance as a mom trying to deal with the difficulties that her son is having and then also live her own life. And Master Z, IP Man Legacy, is a Chinese film that a lot of folks are looking forward to.
I hear Avengers Endgame has gone over $2 billion now.
That's right,
worldwide.
That's right.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, we've got that playing as well as Amazing Grace is still hanging around at the
Aretha
State.
Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. So
Rare rare footage. You want to see it.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of Masterpiece Theater, we have The Chaperone, which literally is a Masterpiece Theater piece by Julian Fellowes. And that's in addition to all the Cinetopia screenings.
Right.
And then coming up at the multiplex is Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Is Pokemon still a thing?
Pokemon is a huge thing. My six-year-old grandson is so into it. He's got cards spread all over the house and hidden away. It's a lot of fun. So, Brooks, pick up your Pikachu Pokemon cards. But anyway, this is a combination live action and animated film. He's a detective. What can
I'm
I
not
say?
Inclined to see it, but I will say I think Ryan Reynolds is a funny actor, and he's one of the voice actors, so
yes.
I imagine there's going to be some good comedy.
Yeah, no, he's very good. And then The Hustle, which stars Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway, two very different kind of actors, and they're both con ladies that are working a British resort. This actually looks kind of fun.
Living a life of crime.
That's right, and they're playing off of each other.
Hijinks all along the way,
kind of
I imagine.
Beating each other up and also fleecing everybody that they can in the south of France. So The Hustle looks like a lot of fun. So there's a lot of movie stuff to go check out, but the number
next
one thing
nine
in the
days,
next
Cinetopia
next
Film
days,
Festival.
You got it, Cinetopia. See ya at Cinetopia.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for a film festival edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
See you at Cinetopia.